It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning. It's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Fetty and that is Tyler Russell.
Hello there. Today's hospitality night in Laguna Beach, so we will be sure to update you on everything you need to know Santa-wise.
Great, and I'll tell you why we're all very disappointed in Tyler Russell.
I didn't know if we were going to talk about it. All right, I guess that's coming up. Friday morning in Laguna Beach, California, Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First up in local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom and looking at hospitality night. Tonight, Santa will arrive at City Hall at 6 p.m. to meet the mayor for the traditional tree lighting.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And some distinctive guests will join the procession, Snow White and Cinderella. Mm. Before the 7:30 p.m. curtain at Laguna Playhouse, Lindsay Pierce from Glee and Marina Sirtis of Star Trek.
Wow, random stars.
Random B-list stars. We'll enjoy some of holiday merriment spilling from street corners and storefronts along Forest Avenue beginning at 5. Now, they're both in that show, Snow White Christmas, at Laguna Playhouse, which I saw yesterday.
And I'm told it's very good.
It is. Yes, I'll tell you about it
they
later.
They should definitely do Glee Trek, don't you think?
Glee Trek. It kind of is Glee Trek. So here's what to expect this evening in Laguna. A bell choir hosts a community sing-along at 5 p.m. under the twinkling lights in the Laguna Presbyterian Church Rose Garden. The La Playa Center will be selling homemade tamales and hot chocolate in the church multipurpose room. Come early, they do sell out fast. On the City Hall lawn, the Thurston Middle School Band beats out their welcome beginning at 5:30. And the Laguna Concert Band performs from 5 to 6 in the Pepper Tree Lot when a smaller 18-piece ensemble takes over until 7 p.m. For more carols, stroll over to Hotel Laguna, where the tunes are accompanied by the hotel's piano player, cookies, cocoa, and art, and take advantage of free rental skates and a spin on the ice at the U.S. Bank parking lot on Glenary. And Santa will mingle on Forest Avenue. Perhaps he'll take some gift requests. On the main stage will be Annalisa's school choir, followed by a performance from the Ken Garcia Band. And of course, Jason and myself will be emceeing the evening.
The evening, that's right. And you know what? I think I say this about all of our local events, from music in the park to sunset serenades to hospitality night. But this is the best community event of all.
It's the biggest, it's the best, it's the most magical indeed.
Yeah.
So starting at 6 p.m. tonight, and traffic will close beginning at 3 o'clock. So that's when they start shutting down Forest Avenue. That's when everything starts getting set up. So do avoid downtown if you're driving this evening. Public transportation like the trolley is strongly, strongly encouraged.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at some national news now. One of the first police officers to respond to the deadly shootings at a social service center in California, San Bernardino, of course, has spoken of scenes of unspeakable carnage. Lieutenant Mike Madden said he and officers who arrived saw dead bodies and had to pass injured people as they tried to engage the shooters on Wednesday. Officials say a husband and wife shot dead 14 people and wounded 21 in the Inland Regional Center in the city of San Bernardino. The attackers, Saeed Rizwan Farouk, 28, and Tashfeen Malik, 27, were killed in a shootout. Farouk and Malik are thought to be a couple with a six-month-old baby. Police said the attack indicated there had been some degree of planning. Police said between 75 and 80 people were at the center when the shooting began. The names of the victims have now been released. The youngest victim was 26 and the oldest was 60. President Obama said it was possible the latest incident was terror-related, but authorities do not know at this stage. It marks the deadliest mass shooting in the U.S., since 26 people were killed at a school in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. Also in national news this morning, U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen has told Congress that the economy is reaching a point where it can handle an interest rate rise. She said that raising interest rates would show how far our economy has come in recovering from the effects of a financial crisis. Her remarks come after a string of data indicated a strengthening U.S. economy. Many investors are confident the Fed will raise rates at its next meeting on the 15th and 16th of December. Wall Street stocks dipped following the remarks.
Yeah, but it's good news.
Let's go to our financial desk to find out why.
Hi, I'm Professor. It's all right. I mean, it's not good if you're thinking of buying a house, which I am, because obviously interest rates are going up. But it does say that it's a statement that the economy is doing better. It means that we can probably handle a little more inflation, because inflation interest rates are correlated in that way. So we'll see. Also good for foreign investors, because they can, they'll make more money on the dollar. So that's good.
Thank you, Professor Fed.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Finally, in music news today, a really sad story from last night. Rock star Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver was found dead on his tour bus in Minnesota. Weiland was on tour with his band, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. They were supposed to play the Medina Ballroom last night, but that show was canceled. A source connected to the band tells us Scott was found Thursday night on the bus around 9 p.m. The former lead singer for STP and Velvet Revolver famously battled substance abuse for years. We're told he died in his sleep, but it's unclear what caused his death. Scott was 48. And of course, Stone Temple Pilots sold more than 13 million albums in the United States.
Yeah, what a shame.
It really is.
Happens a lot, doesn't it? Rock stars keeling over.
Well, it's a shame that it's equally sad as it is unsurprising. You know, that's even more sad about it, that you're like, well, there goes another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Scott Weiland. I love me some 90s grunge, and Stone Temple Pilots could not be a more influential band of that era. Many, many artists in the genre tweeted out yesterday. Nikki Sixx, Lizzie Hale, Nirvana's official Twitter account, Papa Roach, Chris Novoselic of Nirvana, Buck Cherry,
yeah.
Tom Morello. These are Shinedown, all people that are in that world and all thanking and blessing Scott for what he gave to that world, to that music, you know, and it is sad. He's only not even 50 years old.
Yeah, 48. Terrible.
So I want to play kind of a cool acoustic version of Stone Temple Pilots' biggest song called Plush. Scott's crooning away on acoustic guitar on this one. I thought it'd be a nice tribute.
This is a song called Plush. And I feel the time's a waste to go. So where are you going to tomorrow? And I see that these are lives to come. Would you even care? And I feel it. Found. And I feel, and I fear when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. And I feel so much depends on the weather. So is it raining in your bedroom? And I see these are the eyes of disarray. Would you even care? And I feel it. She feels it. Where you gone to tomorrow? Where you gone with a mask I found? And I feel, and I fear when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. Where the dogs you find her, God.
got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. When the dogs find her, got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it.
Daily Scramble Live.
I'm enjoying my juice from Art of Juicing right now.
Well, you're pouring it on your Cheetos or whatever it is you've got there. Tyler Russell, you failed.
No.
Yep.
I did not.
You failed.
I had a minor hiccup in the juice cleanse.
It looked, from the photographs you sent me of that huge plate of sushi you were eating last night, it looked like a major blip.
Let me just explain.
Okay.
Let me explain.
Well, yeah, if you want.
I'm on a juice cleanse.
I'm going to send an email. Do you mind?
I'm on a juice cleanse. I've been on it for 2 days. Okay, this is my third day of the juice cleanse.
Right.
And I have drinking nothing but juice and water with chia seeds for a full 48 hours as of last night. Okay? Mm. And I went to a play and I saw Snow White Christmas and it was lovely. And I'll tell you about it. And I was leaving the play and I was so hungry. I was so hungry. And I remembered some words you told me, Jason Fetti. It's actually your fault.
Oh, no, I'm going to get the blame for this.
It's actually your fault.
I'm going to get the blame for this. I know it.
I was talking to you a couple days ago. I said, when this juice cleanse is over, when can I actually eat again? Can I eat the night that it's over or the following morning?
Yeah.
And you said, I'll tell you something, Tyler Russell. You can eat whenever the F you want to. And your words echoed in my head.
It's true.
And I thought, I can.
You can do whatever you want.
I can eat right now if I want to eat.
Yeah.
So I almost drove to In-N-Out Burger and then realized that that would have probably been a bad move because I've only been drinking juice and don't want to introduce something that extreme into my body. And I've been craving sashimi for 2 days. Remember how much I've been talking about sashimi?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what Joey the Jew said when he came in, that he's got a he likes sushi.
Well,
that's
now it's all I ever want.
Yeah.
So I went to Ralph's. I cried. I cried into this plastic container of crap sushi.
Crying at the register.
And I self-checked out $13.95 for a plate of Ralph sushi, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Far too expensive.
Yeah.
And I ate it.
That's all right. Every once in a while, you fail at whatever it is you're doing. And it makes me laugh because you hate to fail. And you're so competitive, even with yourself. More competitive with yourself than with anybody else. And then when you fail at something, it makes me go, well, at least he's human.
Good. I'm glad you feel that
way. It makes me, honestly, do you know there's a Buddhist saying, if you see Buddha in the street, kill him.
Meaning you can't, there
is no Buddha.
Yeah, it's too perfect.
It's nonsense.
Right.
And nobody's perfect. Everybody fails. And it's okay. And it's good. It's good. It's good.
I'm back on the wagon this morning. Like I said, it was a blip. Yeah. I'm drinking the juice right now. And the juice, I must add, the juice is great. Okay.
Yeah.
The juice is delicious.
It's great when you use it to wash down sushi.
It's just that. I went from eating the caloric intake of a 250-pound bodybuilder, probably. Like, I ate way too much food.
Mm.
Then I went to zero food.
Yeah.
And after 48 hours, my stomach went, bro, quit it.
Why don't you just shut up about it?
Because I need to rationalize it.
Because you're making reasons up for nothing.
Because Joey the Juice is listening. Joey the Juice from Art of Juicing is listening.
You ate because you ate food, and that's what you do.
I'm just embarrassed.
It just means you're...
I'm ashamed.
It means you're ordinary, Tyler. Just makes you ordinary.
I'm ashamed of being ordinary.
That's why you've let us all down, because we all thought that you were an extraordinary person. And now we realize you're just like everybody else.
I'm going to finish the day. And they told me that on the third day, Friday being today, that I would start to feel the positive benefits of the juice cleanse.
Mm.
I would feel more clear in my thoughts. I'd be less tired. My skin would be cleared up. And I will tell you, I do feel those things.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I had sushi. All right. I'm all right. Everything's fine. Daily Scramble Live. Here's new music from Waves. Way Too Much is the song.
Matt Costa there on KX93.5. Matt Costa, can I say it?
Yes, you can.
Matt Costa's going to do a show on this very radio station. We are beyond excited. I know.
It's the only sound effect I ever use.
I was not really aware of him until he did our first
music festival 3 years ago.
Yeah. And he's become he's gently become a really good friend of the station.
That's a really nice way to put it.
Hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's gently become a really big Orange County artist.
Yeah, no, huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we presented him at the Marine Room the other night. It was absolutely...
Oh, it was massive.
It was massive for us.
So yeah, Matt Costa there with Mr. Pitiful, and he will start a radio show on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m., and I believe he's starting this Tuesday.
I believe so. He wanted to start yesterday. What day is it today? Friday. He wanted to start on Tuesday. He came in on Tuesday with, like, loads of CDs in a box. And I said, oh, great, Matt. When are you starting your show? He said, tonight, I think. I said, no, I don't think you can do tonight. We want to tease it and promote it.
Yeah, we're gonna get him ready. Yeah. But we're very excited about it.
Yeah.
So it is a Friday, which means coming up, Jason Fetty's going to sing the Police Blotter.
Mm-hmm.
He stays up very late. How late last night?
About 1:30.
1:30 a.m. to write a song, which I'm saying all giddily when I went to bed at 9:45. He stays up to 1:30 writing a song that's about kind of a naive, innocent story in our police blotter, usually, and he croons about it in a song.
I would do it earlier, but there's just so much else to do, especially with music in Common Weekend coming up, Hospitality Night tonight, a lot of planning, a lot of prep. You can imagine the amount of prep I do for Hospitality Night. It's really massive.
And for this show. And
I have to have dinner and walk the dog. You know?
Right, of course.
And I've got a new fridge.
You just got to sit there looking at it.
So, Ava and I spent the night in with the fridge last night.
Just the doors open, all the lights off, doors open, the fridge light,
spend the night in front of the fridge. It's nice.
Let's do this thing, shall we?
Yeah.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Oh, actually, it is fridge related.
Oh, excellent.
Fridge related sorbet.
You got a fridge on the mind.
Mm-hmm. So, if you, like me, wake up stressing and obsessing and full of sushi, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a hand towel for your head.
That's a new one.
Hmm. See, that took me an hour last night. Okay, relax and just clear your mind. It's a ridiculous thing to say. Clear your mind. Don't think of anything. Just for a moment here. And this, obviously, I've been going through the cupboards and sorting out the fridge and everything. So this occurred to me.
I promise no one cares as much as you do.
Oh, no, it's my first brand new fridge. Okay. How come? It's a question. It's a Zen koan, if you like. How come lemon washing up liquid contains real lemons, but the lemon juice in my fridge contains artificial flavorings? What a crazy world.
Actually, a really good question.
Crazy world.
That was the sorbet of the day.
You know what? That's a very legitimate thought.
It occurred to me.
Legitimate thought.
I cleaned the lemons with the washing of liquid, so everything's fine.
Did you drink the...
No.
No, all right. Coming up, Jason Fetty sings the Police Blotter. Here's a band called Hidden Charms on KX93.5.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the Police Blotter now.
Scallops. Apparently they're called scallops. I thought they were called scallops. Anyway, scallops. In Britain, we call them scallops.
Not here.
Well, we have the language first, mate, so you do what you want with it. Here's the Police Blotter for this... not this week, for this... for Friday. Here's the Police Blotter for Friday. Table Rock Beach fishing violations. 1:38 p.m. Five males were cited by state fish and wildlife officers for various fishing violations, including, but not restricted to, unlawful possession of rock scallops, waste of fish, and fishing without a license.
For shame.
Heavy stuff, man.
So you wrote a song about that?
I did, yeah. Goes
excellent.
Like this. Feel free to sing along there, if you like. The rock scallops. scallop is a bivalve mollusk of the phylum Pectinidae, a monotypical species known as Crassodoma gigante. Though free swimming as juveniles, they soon get settled and become sessile. They chill together on the rocks and piles, cemented to the substrate. Rock scallops, rock scallops. Oh, they feed on plankton that they strain over a specialized organ that's a thin membrane. Keep the ocean fresh this way, like a fleshy water filter. Rock scallop, rock scallop. The rock scallop is a bivalve mollusk of the phylum Pectinidae. I never promised you a rose garden.
No. But you've officially wrote the only song ever about a rock scallop.
Yeah, much maligned.
There can't be another.
I'm sure they're very happy.
There cannot be another.
Oh, yeah. No, a long time ago, a woman called my house. You know, you get those calls at 6 o'clock at night from people trying to sell you things.
Okay.
So you just called from this woman and she said, I was just thinking about interest rates going up, you know, we're trying to buy a house. And this woman said to me, Mr. Fetty, yes. I said, yes, it's Mr. Fetty here. And she said, we can remortgage your house
right.
for a very, very low percentage rate. Very good. Very nice. And I said, oh, that's great. She said, yeah, we could do it in the next 3 weeks. Just need a little more information from you. Bank account details, blah, 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 all that stuff. I said, that's great. Do I have to tell the landlord? She put the phone down on me.
But I'm bumped.
Yep.
Hey, it's Christmas time.
Well,
it's holiday time, okay. I should say.
Yeah.
Politically correct.
It's Chanukah on Sunday night. So Ava this morning, she says, is it Hanukkah tonight? And I said, no, you big guy. Of course it's not Hanukkah tonight. It's next Tuesday. And then she texted me on the way, actually, it's Sunday.
So you're both
wrong. The pair of us are terrible Jews.
So last night, I went to the opening of a new Christmas show in town called The Snow White Christmas at Laguna Playhouse. And it's got some real star power involved with it. It's got this woman from Glee. It's got the lady who played something in Star Trek. It's got a guy who was on Nickelodeon. And the Lithgow family...
For people that live in big cities around the world that are listening to this online, they're big stars for us. We're a small
sure
town.
They are.
Come on.
And the Lithgow family produced it. You know who the Lithgow family is?
No.
You know who Nigel Lithgow is?
No.
He's the guy.
He must be British.
He's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he's that guy.
He's that guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the hair?
The hair and everything, yeah.
And he was there
last
night. He is
very British.
Nigel. He was there.
Nigel's from South London.
Here's a funny misunderstanding that happened last night. I hope anywhere I'm from the Playhouse is listening. Mm-hmm. So I'm with Stephanie. You know Stephanie, at the Playhouse lobby. And she goes, oh, my God, that's that guy. And she was pointing at Nigel Lithgow.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Crikey.
And he goes, oh, my God, you want a picture with him? You want a picture with him? And Stephanie's like, no, I don't want one. I don't want one. She's like, no, take a picture with him. And Annie thought we were pointing to somebody else.
Some other guy.
So brought up some other guy that apparently was famous that I had no idea who it was. So I took a picture with this other guy who was like, man, it's so good to meet you, man. I'm such a big fan. I had no idea who he was. So
it's good it was you.
No, it is good.
And not me.
Yeah.
Because I'd have been like, no, it's not. I don't know who you are.
Not this guy. The other guy. Anyway, Nigel Lithgow was there. It was a lovely, lovely show. It was very funny, family friendly. It's from the British tradition.
Of pantomime.
Panto, right?
Yeah, pantomime, panto, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very old tradition. And we always went to panto as kids every year. Same jokes, same stuff. Did they have a woman dressed as a man?
No.
They didn't. They always had a woman dressed as a man. It was always called Buttons.
Oh, well, there was a Muddles.
There was a Muddles. Not Buttons.
All right. Well,
and a lot of thigh slapping and silly jokes.
There were silly jokes. There was silly physical humor. And the point is that you interact with
a little bit.
Actors.
You do sort of topical jokes as well. You know, make reference to the fact that I'm in Glee, you know, or I'm in
Star Trek.
I'm in Star Trek. Yeah. So it's the same sort of thing.
Same sort of thing.
And he knows what it is. Nigel.
Yeah.
There's no Americans called Nigel.
No, not one.
No. Nigel Lithgow, so British.
So you were encouraged to do that. You're encouraged to boo at the queen, to clap at Snow White, to clap at the prince.
Yeah.
And they'll ask questions of the audience. Mm-hmm. It's fun. You get to interact with
them. Think about it. It's just boo at the queen. You know, it's very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
You get a chance to boo at the queen without getting your head chopped off.
Right.
You know, once a year. It's great, yeah.
It was really well done. It's honestly one of the most fun, best productions I've seen at the Playhouse in a while. And it's good because it's lovely for the whole family, which they haven't done around the holidays in a while. And they admitted that. They said it's so good to have a family-friendly show at the Playhouse this Christmas season. So I highly recommend it. It's really fun. They do topical songs.
It's true. You know, you're right. They did last year it was like some Truman Capote thing.
Exactly.
You know, so this year, good. I'm glad they did a family-friendly
show. And they sing some Taylor Swift songs. The kids will love it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Other Christmas things going on around
town.
Oh,
yes. I've got that.
Yeah.
I've got this. This is great. Got an email last night, and I wish I'd known about this earlier because we'd have had some of these guys in on the show for sure. Okay, I'll just read it out. Santa Speedo Run 2015. And there's a photograph of a bunch of men, very nice-looking young men, in Speedos and Santa hats. And they're going to run. That's what they're going
to
do.
From where to where?
And it doesn't say. That's not good, is it? Wait a minute. If I click on it, maybe it'll do it. No. It doesn't say anything about it. It says that they're doing it on Saturday. Let's see what it says. Festival. They've got a Facebook page. It's the Santa Speedo Run benefiting OC Pride. So it's a gay event on Saturday. And they're going to be... they haven't even told us where they're going. But they're going to be running around anyway. And you can find out more information at Main Street Bar and Cabaret. They're the people behind it.
Excellent. There's nothing better than a gay Santa run.
Oh, totally. A load of semi-naked men running around.
Santa hats.
It can really upset a few people, which I find very amusing.
And excite some others.
Yeah. It's a real sort of, it's really goes swings both ways, as they say. thank you very much.
Jason Fetty's going to sing the Police Blotter again coming up, and he and I will play a game of Name That Kazoon. In order for you to win tickets to see Terry Nunn at the Coach House this weekend. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. And also free entry to the Speedo run as well. You can win that.
Daily Scramble Live.
So tomorrow night, cool show at the Coach House. Many cool shows at the Coach House. But tomorrow, Terry Nunn of Berlin.
Oh, Terry Nunn, my pal.
She's been in here, right?
Yeah.
You chatted with her.
Chatted with her on the phone first time. Then she came in here. I chatted with her on the phone the first time and we flirted.
Ooh.
It was a flirty interview. They're always fun.
Then she
like
came
that.
In and saw you.
Gets your juices flowing a bit. But then she kind of thought she'd come in and, oh, we'll have another flirty interview. But she brought an 8-year-old daughter with her.
Ah, you
so couldn't. All my prep had to go in the trash.
Couldn't get in there.
No.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's playing at the Coach House tomorrow.
Nothing gets in the way of a good flirty sesh than, you know, bringing your 8-year-old daughter.
8-year-old daughter. Terry Nunn's playing at the Coach House. We have two tickets to give away. You have to call us to win them. And tolerate a little game with us.
Yeah, please do call. It's good fun, this.
It is good fun, this. Mm-hmm. We're not going to ruin it for you, but all you have to do is really just kind of pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You'll win no matter what.
Yeah, come on.
949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. This can be played in groups, can be played solo, all ages. Anybody can play this game.
Anywhere in the world. As long as you can get to someone Capistrano for your gig tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night with Terry Nunn.
Yeah.
949-715-5936. Call us now. You will play. All right. Daily Scramble Live is back here on KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. That fumbling fool over there is Jason Fetty.
How dare you?
I believe we have a caller on the line. Caller, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right. She's there. Live. What's your name?
Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hi.
So you're going to play a game with us in order to win tickets to see Terry Nunn of Berlin at the Coach House tomorrow night. And
yeah.
Exactly. Oh, the game's pretty easy. Let me play a thing that introduces it to you, actually. Stand by for thing.
It's time for Name That Kazoon.
That's what it is.
That's all it is.
So we're going to play a couple songs on kazoo, and we're really accomplished kazoo players. And you have to guess what songs we're playing.
Okay.
Make sense?
Do I only have to get one?
You actually have to get zero, and you'll still win.
Yeah. Yeah. But you will know, you'll get it because we're accomplished.
Yeah, we're very
good. We've got degrees in kazooning from Berkeley.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Jason will start us off on the first song.
Oh, now I'm going to do beatboxing first.
Very nice.
You know it.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to actually play a song. I'm going to guess Footloose.
What?
It is Footloose. It is Footloose. Yeah, good job. You got it. It's absolutely Footloose.
Yeah.
We good did job. Play a song.
Good
what
job.
You
Not you. Us. Good job. Us yeah, for we playing did a it good so job. Well. Yeah. He's still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
She's over it. All right. We've got one more song for you. Remember, this is to win tickets to see Terry Nunn of Berlin tomorrow at the Coach House. So right. We're going to play one more tune for you, Julie. Are you ready?
You ready? Yes. Okay, let me just get, because it's not so. Very nice. Very,
yeah,
very
no,
nice.
No, that was
well
actually,
done.
That was us Thanks. Again. We didn't even get to no, the chorus.
We're really good at that,
yeah.
aren't we?
Julie, you win. You got 2 for 2. Unbelievable. You get to go see Terry Nunn of Berlin at the Coach House tomorrow. And obviously, we played a Berlin song, so, you know, you put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Good job.
Thanks.
Hey, you hang on the line, and we'll get your tickets ready for you in a minute.
I really think Perfect. We should actually win the prize. I don't think we should be giving away anything.
Maybe we can go with Julie to the concert. That game is called Name That Kazoon, and this is Daily Scramble Live.